Yeah. You know, Dad, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. Because I really wouldn't be here without you. Yeah. Check it. I seem to be in a state of reflection, reminiscing and dwelling on our father and son connection. We had a blossoming friendship, I cherish our times, Dad, watching Thunderbirds and Thomas the Tank Engine. As the years went, then it became Briscoe County Jr. and the World Wrestling Federation. School years were hard, dwindling grades and education, living in the shadow of Nathan, but I thank you. Everything you've done, you helped me become a man through the life skills and preparation, and I took it for granted. It wasn't until I got older and saw firsthand that most of my friends' dads had failed, all their relationships derailed, so I don't understand how I landed a great father. Since the stats are depressing, a little perplexed why God has bestowed me this blessing. For a time, my life was a bleak hole and dark, but our memories I keep close to my heart. Our morning drives together at night, runs in the park, or a game of gold, and I am Mario Kart. It's probably Obama with me that kept me from falling, becoming hot-headed like I stuck my head in a cauldron, or pursuing a life of self-indulgence. The reason I'm alive today is due to your involvement. So, Dad, I consider you a great hero, even when you're a raging bull like Robert De Niro. All the discipline you gave me was fair, though. If fatherhood was an Olympic game, you'd win a gold medal. What we share is special, I wouldn't trade it for anything. All the fame in the world, money or blame, cause what you did can't be overstated. So I want you to know that I appreciate it.
I adhere to words that pierce China's great wall, and hearing all if it walks apart, it's still so clear. Your voice in the air is a magnet that pulls me in like a seagull's call.
I was warped by a school life, a plight and a fight that left me bedridden and naked, but perhaps a tribulation created a bond so sacred that it can never be replicated. I remember there were times at night tears were in my eyes, and you'd sit by my bed and pray for me, and every word you spoke carried much weight to me. I can't thank you enough for the time you gave to me, cause Dad, you are undoubtedly something I vow to be. Don't know how you supported a family on a single salary and continue to shower me with time, along with a wife and two sons, a story that's so empowering. Given your losses and our family problems, the vivid image still sticks. I'm on being sick and in the midst of emotions in the mix. Heartache was often, even more so after she was placed in the coffin. Cause as hard as it was for me to watch mom pass, it was harder watching you in the aftermath. Saturated by gloom in front of the tube, my greatest hero now, La Wolf, wrapped by solitude. You lost someone after 25 years of marriage. There's no way I can comprehend or ever understand it, but I'm proud of you, Dad, for tossing the wet blanket to find a God in the midst of something so tragic. So I'm writing this song to a father, friend, mentor to follow. Time is money, so if I ever won lotto, I'd give you all of it for your time that I borrowed. In the past, present, and the day after tomorrow, 20th century Fox, no, this the reason I spit is to thank you for being a great role model. For you, I'll reach for the stars and seize them all. We father and son, and this is my seagull's call.
I adhere to words that pierce China's great wall, and hearing all if it walks apart, it's still so clear. Your voice in the air is a magnet that pulls me in like a seagull's call. I adhere to words that pierce China's great wall, and I hear it all if it walks apart, it's still so clear. Your voice in the air is a magnet that pulls me in like a seagull's call.